Hi, I'm Phil Latzman. Thank you for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP. November is Caregiver Month, with a reminder to caregivers to make sure to set aside time for personal care while caregiving for a loved one. For more tips, visit aarp.org/caregiving. Our next story is one of perseverance and hope. Older adults living with HIV or AIDS are often isolated. Many lost entire friend groups to the virus or have been shunned by family. And making connections later in life, even platonic ones, can be difficult with an HIV diagnosis. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie tells us what one organization is doing to support older survivors.
It's a Thursday night at Match Market and Bar in downtown Phoenix. A group of mostly men and some women have gathered near the back. There's food, music is playing, and people are laughing and talking.
So Experience Escapades is a new program that we started this year. It is a monthly outing for people living with HIV over the age of 50.
Juan Lopez is the director of programs with Aunt Rita's Foundation, an organization dedicated to ending the HIV epidemic while supporting those living with the virus.
During the pandemic and COVID, everything really shut down.
Like those valuable in-person support groups.
So this was our push to fight that isolation that a lot of these people face.
But even before COVID, HIV elders were often shunned, even within the gay community. Kent, who asked not to use his last name, is 67.
When I go to just gay parties and I meet somebody and I tell them that, you know, they want to hit on me, I tell them I'm positive, and then that just, you know, you're cut off immediately.
But when he comes here,
we've already established that we're all positive and we don't have to go through that horrible explanation. So we just accept it, and this is our crowd that we deal with.
Kent was diagnosed in 1984 when he was in his late 20s. It was the early days of the HIV epidemic.
I started crying. I was in the doctor's office and I started crying. He says, oh, he patted me on the knee. He said, don't worry about it. You still have 2 years to live. That's what he told me.
Yeah, I didn't even bother to plan for retirement because I figured if I got to the year 2000, I was going to be really surprised.
That 69-year-old Chris Daly. He was diagnosed in 1989.
This was back up in San Francisco, and this says, I'm sorry, but you have about a year to live.
57-year-old Leonard Malcolm also remembers those terrifying days when HIV was called the gay plague.
The doctors wouldn't even come into rooms, or if they did, they had the entire hazmat suit on. Food trays would be left outside because no one wanted to go into the room because no one knew how you could how it was spread.
In fact, his partner was one of the first to be diagnosed when HIV was called gay-related immune deficiency, or GRID.
He was patient number 8 in New York with GRID.
And yet, there were no treatments then. AZT hadn't come out yet, and when it finally did, it just made people so sick.
It was worse to be on AZT than it was to be HIV positive, almost.
That's Daly again, who, along with Malcolm, watched friends, chosen family, die.
And we've lost a whole generation. There's a whole, you know, my age group, most of us are gone.
I used to go with my partner every week. We were going to somebody's funeral and memorial service. And he was just another one. He was one of the lucky ones.
Because he lived. Still, survivors were often used as guinea pigs.
You know, the constant experimental drugs. You know, DDI, D4T, 3TC. It was an endless, you know, they're just trying things.
And it was traumatic, says Malcolm. It took a long time to get to where we are today. Still,
a lot of the world thinks, okay, it's over. You know, no one's getting sick by this. And people are still getting sick. People are still dying.
So when COVID hit, survivors of that epidemic were taking no chances with this pandemic, until recently, which brings us back to this night. Meet 66-year-old Jim. Like Kent, he wasn't comfortable sharing his last name.
And so I've been coming to this just so I don't feel alone.
So Experience Escapades is like this refuge, because the stigma of being HIV positive still lurks, even if a person's viral load is undetectable, making it impossible to transmit.
I don't want to have to go through telling everybody and having to deal with their issues about it.
Including his own family, who doesn't know that he has HIV.
at least I feel like my generation, we were closeted with everything. It's certainly not like it is today.
So when he got his diagnosis,
I was so used to being closeted, I just kept that in the closet too. So that's my comfort zone.
For this group, life was never a guarantee, even in youth when there's that sense of invincibility. Which is why evenings like this one, where people can connect and just be themselves, matter so much to these survivors. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.